It's already a late morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Boker Tov. Good morning. We are continuing today's class.
It's Friday.
It's a little bit cold though, so it's Friday. But today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom. Amen. For the Refuah Shalom of all the Chalim. V'chalalam chem da barachom ha'chadosh v'anad amechanu kamar yukha sarab anu minish shalom atzara ad davar imenchel. Yifav dover rivkav lechad rivkav lesher shalom yisar fayim elam shalom lechana yifav ben miriam. Yivad emvan achar rachayim yifav rach mechana simcha ben malka. Miriam adechil izmun yam chana alam anu mrechol sabit amar sabachana agib rachid abar barachah. Dan meyzer yitzchah monedi atam ramaka. Yad shabba ben net dariam anifah yisab ben ramash yimshab ben pinyana. Yosef ben yifad danim ben dinasim kalam anu afir Boker Tov, good morning. We're finishing off Parashat Vayelech again. Very short parasha. There's a very interesting point. As we know, this is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and we can learn a lot of lessons from this last communication, discussion that he has with Am Yisrael. But there's this one part at the end of the parasha that's so alarming to me that I think we have to pay attention to. Moshe Rabbeinu is finishing off his last speech before next week's parasha, where we get into Parashat Ha'azinu. He's finishing off his last final words. And what does he say? He says, very interesting, Ki adati achare moti, he says, I know that after I die, you are all going to sin. You're going to go off the path. You're going to leave this path. That I commanded you, you're going to do what causes anger in the eyes of Hashem. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? His whole life he was living to fight for the Jewish people, to encourage them, to make sure that they stay on the path. He says, now I know I'm dying, and I know they're going to fall off the track. What's going on here? What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? And I think this idea, something we can learn from him that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing is so valuable because it's such a big question mark. Moshe Rabbeinu, your whole life, you're living benefit of the doubt. You're living the fight for the Jewish people. Right, let's go back a little bit. When the Jewish people sin with the golden calf, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I'm going to destroy this nation, create you a new nation. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Im ken michenina misifrecha shekadavta. Erase me from your book then. Kick me out also. This nation, if I'm not part of this nation, I don't want to be part of you. So Moshe Rabbeinu fought for the Jewish people. He fought for them, and that's why they're still alive. What happened? Why did he lose all that courage? And I think there's something so important over here. I think the answer over here could very well be that Moshe Rabbeinu, he understood something that most people, they try to rationalize. Most people, they try to be naive. You can't think that every single person in the world is a tzaddik. You can't think that every single person in the world will maintain being a tzaddik their whole life. We have to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's 100% true. I think that's past the stage. Moshe Rabbeinu sees something in the people, in the Jewish people, that he says this, that as he's about to die, he says, I know that they're going to go off the path. Why? He says, I know that there is a part of Am Yisrael, there's a part of the Jewish people, that they have in them to be sinners. And I think up until today, we have people in this world that they are just... they're not able to, they don't have that way of connecting to Hashem easily. They have such a strong yetzarah, such a strong evil inclination, that they're bound to sin. They're bound to make mistakes, and they're bound to sin, and they're bound to do it even lahachis. I don't think necessarily Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the people who are tzaddikim, and he's saying, all of you are going to go off the path. He's saying, Am Yisrael as a whole, because you're all part together as this nation, there is a part of you of people who don't care. There is always a part of Am Yisrael who don't care. And that's what he says actually, if you look. He says, "Ki adati acharei moti ki ashchet ashchidun." I know you will go off the path. V'sartem in aderech, you're going to go off the path. And then he says, "Why lachiso? You're going to cause anger to Hashem." What do you mean, cause anger to Hashem? Hashem gets angry. You're going to do it out of anger. You're not going to do it out of whatever. No, you're going to do it out of anger. There's a type of Am Yisrael, there's a type of people in Am Yisrael that it's not that they just do it because and it was never taught. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people, they do it lachis. They do it to cause anger to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there is a part of Am Yisrael that they are just angry with Hashem. And they want to go against Hashem no matter what. And no matter how much musar, how much rebuke, how much inspiration, how much motivation you give them, nothing will help. Shum davar lo yo'il. Nothing will help them. Why? Because that's how they are. And yes, you can daven for them, you can pray for them, you can save them, you can try to pull them back. Yes, 100%. But Moshe Rabbeinu understands, and he says, I'm not going to rationalize at the end of my life. And I want you all to know this. Why? Pay more attention. focus a little bit. Understand that within Am Yisrael, there are people like this. Don't just think everyone is amazing. And even till today, don't just think everybody's a tzaddik. There are people in this world that are actual rishayim. They're actual wicked people, and all they want to do is cause Am Yisrael tzar. Jewish people. They just want to cause Am Yisrael tzar. There is Jewish anti-Semites, if you've ever heard of such a thing. This was all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood this, and he wasn't naive. People always ask me, okay, but sometimes you give the benefit of the doubt and you're naive. No, it's two completely different things. There's giving people the benefit of the doubt, and then there's knowing who is a rasha, who is a person who goes against Hashem, who has anger towards Hashem, and that person does not deserve the benefit of the doubt until they are chozer b'tshuva, until they repent. And I think this idea of being able to evaluate and look at the people and see how they are, not judge them, but understand that this person is a person that hates God. He does not love God. And understand that and tell the rest of the Jewish people. To be able to let the rest of the Jewish people know so that don't fall for their tricks. Moshe Rabbeinu was really rebuking them through this conversation. He understood there's something much deeper here. You know, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, and we've discussed this Rambam before, that no matter how strong a person is, if he has friends that have bad influence on him, he will be influenced. He will be influenced no matter what. And he spoke about this when we gave a class about friends, we gave a class about education, right? But I want to talk about it a little bit in this regard. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, there are many of you, and most of you for that matter are tzaddikim. But there is a part of Am Yisrael, and there will always be a part of Am Yisrael, that are wicked people, that are anti-Semitic Jews, the people who hate Am Yisrael. And those are the people you have to be careful from. Those are the people you have to be very careful from and distinguish yourself from them. Those people don't want to be Jewish. They were born Jewish, nothing to do, but they don't want to be. And it sucks for them, but they are. You have to be very careful from those people and not be influenced by them. Don't go near them. It's not a type of person who, like we have today, many people in today's Jewish communities, is they don't know, they were never taught. We're not talking about those people. Those people are miskanim. They never knew. They never knew. I feel bad for them. That's not who Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the sect of the Jewish people who hate God and they want to anger God. And they do it out of anger and chaos against Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Jewish people, don't rationalize. Don't be naive. Don't think, I have to give them the benefit of the doubt also. You have to learn to distinguish between somebody who doesn't know and somebody who's an actual wicked person. There are people who are actual wicked people and we have to run from those people. Those are not people we try to bring closer to Hashem. Those are people we pray for. Those are people we pray to Hashem that Hashem will bring them back and let them see clarity, let them understand the correct path. Yes, we pray for those people. But those are not people we try to get close to. Those are not people we try, right? As the Pirkei Avot says, Asech, you should make yourself a good friend. Make for yourself a good friend. What do you mean, make yourself a good friend? Aren't all friends good? Why does it have to say a good friend? Chaver tov. So, Aselecha chaver, make for yourself a friend, that somebody you can trust, somebody who can be there for you, but make sure that your friend is somebody who is not someone who will go against Hashem and take you off the path, as we've seen in the previous parashiyot. Be focused and understand not to be naive into thinking that this person is, he's a good person, he has a good heart. A person can, right, there's a book written by a very special rabbi, it's called Olam Amidot. In the beginning of this book, he talks about a person's character traits. And he says that there's a difference between character traits and manners. He says it could be a person who has great manners, but they're a wicked, wicked person. And he gives an example as the Nazis. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they had great manners. They dressed in a proper way. They ate in a proper way. They had polite manners. Everything was very polite. But when it came to their character traits, they were the most disgusting, wicked people you'll ever meet. Their traits were terrible. Their manners, okay, they had good manners. That doesn't mean they're a good person. There are many people in this world that they hate Hashem. They don't have, and where do the good traits come from? They come from our Torah. So there are people who they don't have good traits. They may have good manners. They're not a good person at heart. And they're a person who go against Hashem. And those are people that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, be careful from them. Those are people that v'sartem min haderech, they will run away from the path. And not only that, they will pull you away from the path as well. Be very careful from those people. And b'zad Hashem, when we're careful from those people, and we try to be friends with the people who are close to Hashem, people who maybe do not know, and we try to help them, and we teach them, and we pray for those people who go against Hashem, that they should see clarity, and that Hashem should open up their eyes, that they should know that Hashem loves them, and we're all Hashem's children. B'zad Hashem, kulam yachzeru b'tshuva shalma, v'chen yiratzon, b'nomar, amen.